what is the status of Hubble right now?
Okay, the status of Hubble is that it has two. It's running fine. It actually does all. It's doing all the research and there's pictures, taking great pictures, and it'll be working that way for a good, for at least a few more years. The batteries that are in Hubble are the original batteries that were launched in 1990. They are probably the world's greatest rechargeable batteries that have ever been invented in the human race. They're 17 plus years old. They mm-hmm. must have gone through, every orbit. Every single orbit, they go through a day-night cycle, and they get charged up, and they get used, and they get charged up and get used every orbit. They do like 17 orbits a day. Mm-hmm. Times that by a year, times that by 15 years, thousands and thousands of charges. They're great, but batteries start to degrade over time. They estimate that those batteries should start to fail sometime in 2008. They need the batteries running to keep the internal frame of Hubble at a proper temperature. Once the batteries are gone, they can't keep the thing at the proper temperature. It basically will just become a heap of junk. Mm-hmm. So those batteries, they get to about 2008. The gyroscopes that Hubble has, they also fail, or they last about 5 years. The set of gyroscopes they've got in there now have been in there for about 3 years. They figure 2 to 3 years. Based on the status of those gyros, they think sometime in 2008 they're going to fail. They can do science. Four gyros working right now. They get down to two gyros. Up until now, they said they could not do science with two gyros. They're now trying to figure out how to do science with two gyros. But once they get down to one gyro, they cannot do science research anymore. And then once again, they're going to get to that stage sometime around 2008. So that's the deadline. If we're going to keep Hubble around functioning, a maintenance mission of some kind must fly before 2008. The shuttle, they were planning to fly a shuttle to Hubble. They were going to bring two new instruments to Hubble to improve its once again, to give it like a gigantic increase in capabilities. In fact, what a lot of people don't know right now is there was almost literally no instrument on Hubble that went up when it was initially launched. Astronauts have
really
replaced every instrument.
Wow.
And every time they've replaced instruments, they've been actually several generations in some cases, they have increased the capability tenfold plus. And they were going to add a new camera as well as a new spectrograph to the next mission. There's a built, they're ready to fly. They were going to put in new gyros, and they were going to put in new batteries, and that would give it at least 5 more years of life. That was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people must be aware of, a lot of people might know of something called the James Webb Space Telescope. It was originally called the Next Generation Space Telescope, and it's been touted as the replacement for Hubble, and that's a lie. It is not a replacement for Hubble. It's an infrared telescope. It doesn't have any optical capabilities. This was a decision the astronomical community made, foolishly, thinking, well, Hubble might be around and we'll get money later for an optical telescope. But there is no optical telescope, optical ultraviolet telescope, in the blueprint at this moment in time. And based on how long it takes to build these things, it'll be a minimum of a dozen to 15 years before one can get launched. So therefore, when Hubble stops, we will not have an optical telescope in space. It seems madness that the scientific community did not try to keep this going. So they want now desperately to try to extend Hubble's life. And NASA, which canceled the manned mission, suddenly found itself in a quagmire of protest. Mm-hmm. The public wants an optical telescope. The public is the only one who's understood how important an optical telescope is to scientific research. The astronomers didn't realize it, the politicians didn't realize it, and the bureaucrats haven't realized it.
Well, then they all had their heads in the sand, if that's the case.
Yes, exactly. Right. They all had their heads in the sand. The public knows it, is aware and has made it very clear. We paid for it, we want it, it should be there. It's needed for science research, not just pretty pictures. The public knows this. And the scientists, as soon as, in many ways, Sean O'Keefe's decision as administrator of NASA to cancel the manned servicing shuttle mission,
mm-hmm.
woke the scientific community up because they suddenly realized, holy moly, we won't have an optical telescope once Hubble goes. And they suddenly realized we should have an optical telescope. Why did we ourselves think of this? But now they're on the side of keeping Hubble going.
Mm-hmm.
NASA, under all this pressure, has now started to look into doing a robotic mission to Hubble. And I can describe some of the specifics. The way that they put out a call, and they suddenly were swamped with a lot of companies that have actually built robot arms of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
There are robot arms on both the International Space Station and on the shuttle that have been used for years, and they're very sophisticated. There is some very sophisticated robot arms ready to fly. One, the Canadian Space Agency has built, which is ready to fly an International Space Station. It's actually ready. It's space-hardened. It's ready to go. It's very sophisticated. They call it dexterous. In other words, it's like a hands. It's very, mm-hmm. very precise. They've got a lot of responses back, and the engineers at Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, who were the engineers who were working on the manned shuttle servicing mission, put their heads together and came up with some really brilliant ideas for getting the gyros and batteries back onto Hubble with a robotic mission. And I don't want to be pessimistic here. I think that a lot of their thinking and planning is quite brilliant, and NASA has, on June 1st, they put out a request for proposals for a robotic mission. And it's very important that people understand that NASA had already budgeted $300 million to do a robotic mission for the sole purpose of putting engines on Hubble so that the spacecraft can be deorbited when its useful life ends. And the reason is that we have international treaties which say we have to have a safe deorbit of any object in space so that you don't hurt people on the ground. And we have an obligation by treaty to take care of that. So they put out a request proposal to build the robot deorbiting mission, but they've asked anyone who bids on that to also give them their proposals for doing the robot servicing mission as well. Now, this robot servicing mission would be designed out of Goddard. They've basically put together a very clever idea. The robot would approach Hubble with its robot arm, grapple Hubble the same way the shuttle robot arm grapples it, and then would pull a module and dock the module to the aft end of Hubble, which is the exact place they dock Hubble in the cargo bay. The robot arm would then take an electrical cord and plug it into Hubble in the same plug that the shuttle uses. The shuttle, when Hubble is in the shuttle cargo bay, they plug it in to the shuttle's power system. It doesn't use its solar powers.
I see.
There's an outlet ready to go there. So they would then use the robot arm to take an electric outlet, plug into that electric outlet, and then the batteries on the robot ship would then replace the batteries on Hubble, or at least be a redundant set of new batteries for Hubble. That solves the battery problem. The gyros would be placed on the body of one of the new cameras that they wanted installed in Hubble, because putting this camera in is relatively easy. If you just release two bolts, it slides out on it. The old one slides out on the tracks. The new one just slides right on the tracks, and as it slides into place, it automatically plugs in.